Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Overseas Connection. I almost forgot the name of the episode, but we're going to still keep going. As you can tell, this is going to be a normal show. My name's Chinny, and this is episode 237, the official podcast of the Gaming for the Elderly website, forums. This week, we're Gregless. No Greg. Can't make it. So this show is already a disaster, and I'm not going to do a lot of editing because I'm a busy guy. On the show this week, we don't have Skulduggera because he's got to get up for work like a sissy boy. But we do have the true American hero, Christopher Matthew.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be here for now.
Thanks for coming on, Chris.
You're welcome, Mike. I know you missed me.
I always miss you, Chris. I always miss you. But we do have somebody new on the show. He's got some interesting stories that he shared with us about people getting their heads chopped off. It's a new guy, Teflon 1212. Ruined your name on the intro there, Teflon. Jason Johnson, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How's it going?
I'm very well. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
So I'm surrounded by Americans here. So I'll back off.
You are.
A little bit.
Get used to it.
And you've both been in the forces. Jason, you've been in the Navy. And Chris, you do something for, like, the Secret Service, probably. So you're more manly than I ever will be. Because I can't even change a tire on a car.
I am not, nor do I ever plan to be in the Secret Service.
Brilliant. Right.
I don't blame you.
I might.
Unless, of course, they offer me a lot of money.
I might be. This one could be a cover. You don't know. Probably not.
Well, British Secret Service is different, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you just kind of like tickle people with feathers, I believe, in the British Secret Service. It's not a lot, you know. And you get to meet James Bond and all that stuff. Yeah, so we'll just should we just crack on with the show and talk about what we've been playing?
Let's do that.
I ain't going to wait for the pause. I'll just find it. Chris, do you want to... In fact, before we start, let's let Jason introduce himself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jason. Tell us the games that you play, the games that you don't play, all that kind of jazz. Give us a bit of background on you.
Well, I'm Jason Johnson, or you may know me as Teflon12 or Teflon212 on Twitter. I'm married. I have two kids. And I am a game design student. I live in Mississippi. And I play all sorts of games, just anything that manages to catch my fancy.
A desert island game, Jason. What would be the game that you'd want to take to the desert? Desert island.
I don't know. There's too many to choose from. I would definitely have to have the Mass Effect trilogy with me, because those are my favorite
games. Okay. Fair enough. You cheated there because that's three, but never mind. Sweet.
I have the Mass Effect trilogy, so they all came.
Okay, that's smart. I love the way. Are you Xbox player, PS3, PC?
I play on Xbox and PC. I used to have a PS3, but I sold it. And I also have a Wii U.
Poor you. Right, so let's move on from that because I've already heard that Pikmin 3 is okay and there's nothing else to play on that thing. So, we know a little bit more about you now, Jason, but I'm going to let Chris kick things off with what he's been playing because he doesn't often play a lot other than Skyrim. So I'm excited to hear what he's got to say about the game that he's been playing.
I haven't been playing a lot of Skyrim lately either. I've had a hard time finding time to play games.
Yeah,
anyway,
so have I.
I did find a couple hours to play GTA 5.
Yes.
Last week. So I have to say, this is an almost an out-of-body experience for me, GTA 5. And here's why.
Okay.
As you know, Mike and listeners, for the last year or so, probably, I've been pretty dedicated PC gamer.
Yes.
That's been my MO.
You've gone over to the dark side. You abandoned achievements. You just went, no.
To the dark side.
All those terrible games that you play for achievements.
Gave up on achievements.
Well, Steam's got achievements.
Yeah, come on.
Steam does have achievements, but I just don't care about them.
No one does.
That's the beauty.
There's no reason to either.
So I did. I abandoned. Obi-Wan failed, and I went to the dark side anyway. So there's that, right? Because GTA 5 is not on PC yet. So obviously, if I'm playing GTA 5, I'm playing on a console, right? Mm-hmm. Well, before I was a console, before I was heavy into PC gaming, and I was playing mostly on the console, I mostly played on the Xbox 360, right?
Yeah.
But I bought GTA 5 on the PS3.
Whoa.
So this is another
weird. This is weird territory for you.
This is weird territory. And where it was really weird was I actually went into a store and picked up the disc off of the shelf and went to the register, and there was an exchange of coinage for me to procure the game. I didn't have to wait on the UPS man to find his way to my house.
I don't even go to the store anymore.
It was very – I don't even leave my house. What are you talking about? It was a very bizarre experience altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And once I finally did start playing the game, because it took forever to install.
Yeah, well, that's not a PS3 thing. That's just a normal across the board.
8.5 gigabyte install. Yep. It took a long time.
It did.
And so I played for a couple hours, and I have to say I'm a shade disappointed.
Come on, Chris.
Really?
And here's why. Here's why. I never played any of the GTA games. I think I played one of them on PSP for a little bit. But I kind of didn't count that experience because the PSP was so uncomparable to what was going on the full screen consoles. Yeah. You know, I think the PS Vita has brought some more to it. But anyway, so the first GTA game I ever really played was GTA 4.
Yeah.
And the character, Niko Bellic, immediately resonated with me. You know, here's a guy, he's an immigrant, he's just trying to get a leg up, and he kind of gets unwillingly sucked into this criminal world.
Yeah, he's trying to chase the American dream. He thinks that Roman has a mansion in America, a fantastic, successful business.
But even when he finds out that Roman's not this successful businessman, he starts driving a cab for the guy. He's like, all right, whatever, I'll just need to work.
Yeah.
You know, and so the character immediately resonated with me, and that lasted through the opening stages of trying to figure out what the hell was going on, and getting accustomed to the controls, and then and enjoying the game,
mm-hmm.
and then I was able to really dig into it. This one immediately, the two characters I've had a chance to play as so far,
Franklin and Michael.
Yeah, just kind of. Not feeling it. You know, the one guy's a middle-aged, he's going through a middle-aged crisis after being a retired bank robber, apparently.
Yep.
And the other guy is boosting cars. Although he's not boosting cars, he's repossessing cars.
Yeah, he thinks he's repoing them, but he's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a spoiler.
Well,
but,
it's not, I mean, it happened, it's, you can blatantly tell.
No, how's this? I haven't got to that.
It's just, he just says, he just thinks that he's, like, obtaining them, and he works for a dodgy car dealer, really.
Yes.
It happens in the first, like, two missions. I thought he would have done that already.
Well, I know he works for a dodgy car dealer, but I haven't seen the reveal where he actually says, no, we're stealing these cars. But anyway.
They're not directly, whatever.
It seems like never mind.
Of all the point things is, I could spoil, that's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'm not horribly worried about it. Point is, typical Rockstar game.
Yep.
Lovely environments. Character models are awesome. Dialogue is well acted and well, you know, the voices are believable. But the controls are a bit. And maybe part of this is I have not previously played a lot of games on my PS3, so maybe some of it is getting used to the controller.
Uh-huh.
But I'm having a really difficult time driving.
Right.
And part of that is also because I just came from Saints Row 4, where the car pretty much drives itself.
Mm. Well, you don't even drive the car in Saints Row, really, do you? You just fly.
Well, at the start of the game, you drive.
Right.
I'm gonna keep playing it, but I was not immediately, whoa, this is game of the year.
Yeah.
That just wasn't my first thought.
Well, I've recently played GTA 4 again. I did some YouTube videos and I was playing for GTA 4, and I've jumped from GTA 4 straight to this, and I played GTA 4 on the PS3, Chris. And
the PS Triple.
The PS Triple. And I really have trouble with that controller. I always do have trouble with the controller. I don't like it. My thumbs touch. I don't like the back R2 and L, sorry, L1 and R2 buttons. I don't get on with it.
I've never liked that controller either.
I hate it. I hate that controller. I do believe that Mark Annex is very kindly going to donate some triggers for me. Because somebody, he donated some triggers to somebody else, and I kicked off. I forgot what podcast it was on, either this one or the other one. And he was like, no, I have some more. And so he's going to give me some more, like a legend he is.
I've had those triggers. For me, it's the sticks.
It's the sticks. Your thumbs touch.
Well, not only that, but I think, and this is going to be a strange way to say this, I think the problem is the sticks are too sensitive. They're too good. You know, in the Xbox, you have the huge dead zone in the middle of the stick, which actually plays to your advantage because you don't have to be so
twitchy. You don't have to be. Yeah, you don't do a slight movement, yeah, and all of a sudden you're over there. Yeah.
Yeah. So. When I had a PS3, I bought the third-party controller that made it more like the Xbox controller, right, just because that's what I was more used to.
Yeah.
And the DualShock just feels smaller to me, and I prefer the offset thumbsticks. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can adjust, but that's just my preference.
Well, the question here then is, why did you buy it for the PS3?
Because
you're a four.
The PS3, let's be honest, is a more powerful machine than the Xbox 360.
That's true.
So my assumption was that it would be run more smoothly, look a little better on the PS3. I don't know whether that's true.
I think it is true, but I'm playing it on the Xbox and it looks pretty damn good to me. Have you turned it to a graphics whore now then? Is it because you're...
No. But I just figured if I was going to pay $60 for the game,
might as well get the best version.
And that my assumption was that the PS3 would be the better version. I don't know if that's true.
I think it might be true. I think it does run slightly better on the PS3 because they demoed it on the PS3 in all the previews and all the game videos. So I think it does look slightly better on there. But I don't.
My dog doesn't really like the game.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. I don't know for sure. But I'm playing it on the 360. I think it looks amazing. So does your dog. You know, I think it has to do with the come on, son. I think it has to do with the install as well. I think that kind of helps, you know, load the worlds. The draw distances are nothing pretty much, you know. So, yeah, I was really impressed. But yeah, so anything else you want to talk about GTA, Chris? Any other impressions? Anything that grabs your attention?
No, that's kind of
so you're not really far in.
No, I've only done a few missions. So I did the one where you have to repo the bike. I think that was the last like main
story mission.
The
green bike, with
yeah.
Lamar.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you're not far in at all. Have you played this game, Jason?
I have not played it. The last GTA I played was Vice City.
Really? So are you anti GTA?
No, I'm not anti GTA. I just
anti.
I played and I enjoyed Vice City, and I played all the way through it, and I really liked it. And I did play a little bit of San Andreas. Now I think about it, but I never finished it.
Never committed.
And I just never got back into GTA. You know what I mean? It just never. It was never something that appealed to me, like, you know, like I have to play this game. Right. I mean, GTA 5 with everybody talking, and maybe it just might be the hype train, but it's been very tempting here lately. I might eventually get it, but not right now.
All right. Okay. Fine. Chris, is there anything else that you've been playing?
That is all I have played this week.
Whew. Well, I'll save you for last, Jason, if you don't mind, because we just kind of brought GTA up. I want to kind of get it out of my system because
no problem, go ahead.
I am a massive Rockstar fan boy. So, yeah, for me, GTA is like an event for me. You know, it's a thing that I mark my life with, you know, I'll remember where I am when I first played it, things like that. And I pretty much think this is the best GTA that I've ever played so far.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's kind of nailed everything. You know, the biggest complaints with 4 were it's not fun enough. Nobody likes the character. People phone you to play bowling all the time. And it goes on too long. Now, I haven't finished it, but there doesn't seem to be a lull. Even with Red Dead Redemption, which is probably one of my favorite Rockstar games, everybody talks about Mexico is the boring part of Red Dead Redemption. Mm-hmm. Have you played that, Jace?
I have. I'm actually in the middle of it right now.
Oh, really?
Because I picked it up cheap. Yeah.
So, yeah, and Chris, you've played it, right?
Red Dead Redemption? Absolutely.
Absolutely. And everybody said Mexico was the lull part, right? You know, that everybody said that was the bit
where it
dips a bit. I mean, for me, I still loved it, but...
Yeah, I thought it was good. That part did drag on a bit. It was kind of like going out to the mountain to find the guru or whatever.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that it was definitely like a lull in the game, but I still loved it. And with this game, there doesn't seem to be that kind of lull. The missions are really well spread out. They're just as exciting as the others. And the bank heists, the heists, they're not all bank heists. The heists in this game is what makes it. You know, it's what drives all the characters to do what they do. And it's completely different to what we've seen in GTA. The swapping to 3 characters works really well. And my biggest concern for this game was these 3 characters seem very, they don't seem like each other. They don't seem like they would be friends. You know, you've got Michael, the retired guy, Trevor, the psychopath, and Franklin, like the guy from the hood. You know, they're a bit of an odd job, you know. They're all kind of tangled together, but it justifies it really well, which I won't go into because I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't played it. But they're kind of Michael and Franklin's relationship works really well, and Trevor and Michael are quite believable. All the stories, you know, Michael and Trevor have got some past. You know, they knew each other in the past, and they used to do jobs together. And Franklin is the new guy, you know, he's the new guy trying to make a name for himself. And Michael kind of brings him in. And, you know, it just works. And it like, the swapping from characters is just amazing. Just to go from you're in a building to you're the guy opposite the building, sniping into the building, to you're the helicopter that has to lift them out. He's just like a natural thing. It's a single-player co-op game, and it works amazingly well. And I can't praise it enough. And everything about it is... I don't necessarily like all the characters. Michael's my favourite character, the kind of retired bank robber. Like, because with Nico, in 4, everybody said that he didn't want to go into the world of violence, but then you spent most of the time shooting cops and robbing banks.
Yeah.
So everybody was a bit like, well, it's too much of a contradiction. But with these 3 characters, they all kind of fit the GTA world really well. Like, Michael's just bored of his life. Franklin's trying to prove himself. And Trevor's just a psychopath. You know, and I don't particularly like Trevor as a character. I
don't think anybody likes Trevor. That's what I've heard.
Really?
I've heard a lot of the characters are really despicable. And most people, if they had to pick a favorite, they either pick Michael or Franklin. But nobody seems to like Trevor.
I like the fact that Trevor's there, right? But I don't know. I don't necessarily like what he does. You know, he's. I played it today, right? And Trevor continues to shock me in what he does, what his boundaries are in his actions. You know, and he seems to just kind of see red, and because each character has a special ability. This is a new thing as well. So if you click both thumbsticks. They have their own thing. So Michael has like a kind of Max Payne slow down time, bullet time thing. Franklin has a slow down time driving thing. And Trevor has a rage mode where he's basically indestructible and he kills everyone, which is kind of cool. But that's what Trevor's like. He'll just see red and he'll just do crazy shit. And like some of the stuff that he does, like, I don't approve of. I think it's disgusting or it's just a bit too far, and it just kind of makes me just feel uncomfortable. But I'm also kind of fascinated by him as well. like what he's going to do next, and I want to see like more of him. But at the same time, like, you don't feel safe around him, you know. If you knew Trevor, you wouldn't want to know him, you know. He's a bit of a crazy guy, but I won't talk too much about it because I could talk about it all day, and no one else on the show has played enough of it, really. But apart from that, I haven't played anything else. I'm waiting for the. I've still yet to finish it. I'm about 66% in, so I have about 19 missions to go, main story missions, and quite a few of the. There's random, like kind of missions that pop up as well. And one of the funny things you can do with Trevor is, you know, sometimes people need a lift. You know what I mean? They'll just go, oh, can you give me a lift? And you can drop them off at this like kind of Scientology cult thing if you want. You don't have to. You can drop them off where you ask them. But they'll start to go, oh, this isn't the way to my house. And they'll go, oh, yeah, all these mountains look the same, whatever. And then you drop them off and you get some money for it. So that's what I'm doing as Trevor. And I do more crazy shit as Trevor. When I spawn into the character of Trevor, I'll start riding the blimp and, like, riding down the motorway or the highway the wrong way on a bike, on a cycle bike. And, when I'm Franklin, I'll do less crazy stuff. You know, I'll just do the normal stuff. And when I'm Michael, I always play golf or tennis because I imagine that Michael always plays golf and tennis. So, yeah, it's really cool that you can swap characters. And, yeah, I would recommend it, Jason. I would very much. But I would, because I'm a Rockstar fan. So, Jason, what you got?
Say what?
What you got?
I haven't really played it a whole lot. I've been actually pretty sick the past week.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but I did play a little bit of Mass Effect 3 multiplayer, and I played a little bit of Dark Souls. And the main thing I've been getting into was a friend of mine, Josh, has been hounded me to get on or to try out Final Fantasy.
Right.
And so I got Final Fantasy 13.
Jesus Christ.
And that's really the only thing I've really gotten some playtime into.
And what do you think of it?
It's okay so far. I mean, I'm not terribly far into it. I may be only maybe 2 hours in. And it seems fun, and the story seems okay right now. I mean, it's just kind of got that weird, crazy Japanese-type story to it.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. You know, I like to watch anime and stuff, so I like that kind of story.
Okay.
I'm not sure what I think of it yet, though, if I'm going to be a big JRPG kind of
fan. If you're only 2 hours in, and I've heard the tutorial takes 20 hours...
Yeah, I've heard that also. I do keep learning new things.
Yes. Yeah. Dear God. I don't think I could hack it. I played 13.2. I played the demo for it. And I just couldn't grasp, I couldn't relate to anything. I had no idea what anything was. I just gave up. Not for me. I tried, but I don't really like anime and things like that.
Oh, yeah?
So, it's just not for me. Never will be. But it's a shame that Primrose isn't on the show because you're a Dark Souls fan.
I am. I am a Dark Souls fan. I really enjoy it. I don't really have the... You know, I do get frustrated at it sometimes and have to put it down. But
switch it off.
And I don't switch... I don't get through it very quickly either. I have to really, like, slow down and keep my shield up.
Yeah.
I just started fighting the Gaping Dragon, and he kind of slaughtered me.
Bam.
But it's not. It's a. I really enjoy the game, and I really like the story and the little tidbits of story you find.
Okay.
But I am really looking forward to Dark Souls 2. In fact, they just announced that collector's edition that I think I'm going to have to pre-order.
I do want to try Dark Souls, but I don't know. I just haven't got around to it, because I know it's not going to be like an easy, like, 8-hour game, is it, Dark Souls?
No.
It's going to require a little bit more investment from me.
No. Yeah. It'll take a lot, a little bit more investment than 8 hours. Yeah. It'd probably be closer to 40, 20, something like that. Because there's a lot to go through, and you have to learn from failure.
Yes. Like Limbo. You know, you have to learn by dying. Yep. Is that your dog killing you or something?
That is my dog. I will show
you. That's all right. I'm just on the show. On my own. Chris is in, but he's silent.
I am here. I haven't played Dark Souls in a few weeks.
Oh, you're a Dark Souls fan as well, aren't you?
I don't know if I'd call myself a fan. I have played Dark Souls, and I am enjoying Dark Souls when I do get a chance to play it. Fan is a bit of a strong word.
Okay.
You have it on PC, don't you, Chris?
I do, on the Steams.
Yeah, I picked it up during the sale when it was on cheap. And it's actually on sale again.
I think I got it for less than $10.
It's on there for $7.50 now, I think.
Yeah, pretty good deal.
Would you recommend it for under $10?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you can't go wrong for under $10. I mean, there is a lot there. A lot to learn as well. I'm just started out. Like, I'm in the very first little burg that you come to, and I'm getting killed a lot.
When does Dark Souls, Souls 2 come out?
It comes out March. They said the release date, but I can't remember the exact date now. I want to say March 11th or something like that. I know it's in March.
So it's all right. Okay. I didn't think it was so far out, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's on current gen also. It's not on the next ones, next consoles.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people with these current gen consoles, so I'm sure they're fine. And why are you still playing multiplayer Mass Effect 3?
Oh, I just really like it.
I know it is good.
It's a lot of fun.
But you just play it because you purely enjoy it, not because you're trying to. What the hell was that?
Yes.
Did something die?
That was my
Did you step
again?
On it?
No, he just slipped a little bit.
All right. So you just play it purely because, you know, you enjoy it. That's it.
Yeah. And I seen I think on the forums, like, some people were talking about it still, and where they still play it. And so it made me want to jump back in. So I played just a little. I just played a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That and I'm on my third playthrough of the series.
The campaign.
And I just finished, of the campaign, all three games, and I just finished Mass Effect 2 not long ago for the third
time.
Which
one is your favorite one?
I think 3 is my favorite one, just because of the gameplay mechanics. Okay. I really enjoyed 2 except for the parts where you had to scan the planets to mine minerals.
Probably.
And And I really enjoyed 1 of the, just the story in 1.
Mm.
And I'm really glad I don't have to drive that Mako anymore.
I didn't mind the Mako.
It just took a lot of getting used to.
I liked it. I thought it was alright. But hey.
Once you get used to it, it's not so bad. Like, for the longest time, I was driving the Mako in Mass Effect 1, and I didn't even realize it had a cannon on there also. I just thought it had the gun.
Oh, God. Yeah, that would be tough then. But hey, cool. Played anything else, Jace?
Nope, it.
FIFA 14, Diablo 3. Did you mention them?
Oh yeah, the FIFA 14 demo and the Diablo.
You're a soccer
3
fan.
Demo. I am. I'm just getting back into soccer though. Actually.
And you are an American.
I am an American.
Okay.
And if I'm watching the English Premier League, I watch Chelsea.
Chelsea, really?
Yeah. And when I watch MLS, I'm a Seattle Sounders fan. And I primarily watch the MLS, which is Major League Soccer.
Still trying, though, soccer in America. Still trying.
Yeah, it's actually getting more popular. Little by little, they're inching their way up there. I know they have 4 expansion teams they're going to... they want to have by 2020, I think, to the MLS. And when they built the Sounders Stadium in Seattle, they actually had like they have quite a big turnout when they have home games. And also for LA Galaxy, they have a big turnout there too.
Yeah.
But I just figured that I attribute that to LA.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But I remember my mate who I worked with, he was talking about they had like a 75,000 people would turn up at one match. Which was ridiculous numbers.
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous. I mean, on average.
It is.
But like, I've been to matches and they're about 32,000, 37, you know? If you're hitting 40, that's good. For teams like Man United and stuff, like they always bump up. But, yeah. Anyway, so you're into the site. You like FIFA then?
Yeah, I think I'm going to pick up the new FIFA just because I'm just getting back into watching soccer. I don't really know a whole lot about it as much as I used to. So I might, and I like the demo from what I played of it. I sat and played like 5 matches the night I downloaded it.
That's pretty good.
I told my wife, I was like, I'm going to have to probably get this.
Cool. So I like FIFA games. I don't really like soccer that much. I don't watch it, but I like the games. I enjoy playing them. They're always a good fun, and the online's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never played one online before. The last one I played before this was I played a little bit of 2011, but before that I played the last one was 2006.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely improved because, like, the lag times used to be really bad before. But, no, you should try it online. You should have a few random games. The only problem is when you play online, you will get owned.
Yeah, I'll get smashed.
I mean, like, I'm not very good at it. I win the odd one. So, you know.
Huh.
You do sneak a couple in now and again, but there are some good players on FIFA.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'll do the online once I pick it up. It actually just came out today.
Mm. Yeah, cool. So I'd give it a bash. Diablo 3, you've been playing that?
I tried out the demo a little bit. I didn't play the full demo just because...
Oh, it's a long demo.
It takes like... Yeah, I heard it was really long. And I think if when I... I mean, I liked it. I liked it. It seems like it's going to be good on... It's really good on console. But I think I'd rather pick it up on PC when I do get it.
Cool.
Just because I've always played, I played the other two on PC, and so.
Are you a Diablo fan, Chris? I seem to think you are.
You know, I'm not. I was a fan of some Diablo clones, but I've never actually played
the one.
Any of the Diablo games.
Mm. Would you give it a try on the? Well, you've got a PC. You're a PC guy now, so.
Yeah, I suppose I should give it a try.
What a whirl. You like Borderlands, right?
Yes.
Loot and things like that. You have an addictive personality, you know. You got addicted to achievements and things like that. I can imagine you liking that.
Thanks, Mike.
You know? Bit of Diablo, bit of crack, whatever you get addicted to. Not saying that you're addicted to crack.
Thanks for rubbing that in.
Remember your achievement days? I remember those days, Chris.
Oh yeah, it was terrible.
Those were the good old days.
It was terrible.
Sweet. Is there anything else anybody wants to talk about with what they've been playing, or is that it?
I think that's it.
Nope, that's it.
Sweet. Okay, dog. All right, well, we'll have to move on to some new releases. Shit, I have to read these out. I never usually read these out. I used to, but now I don't. All right. So, this week, for the Wii U... Scribblenauts Unmasked, a DC comic adventure. Jason, sound good to you? You got a Wii U?
It does sound good to me, actually.
Oh, does it?
That's
I was being snarky about it. I say you're serious. You will actually get this.
I will actually get it at some point, yes.
All right.
My son would like that.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. For kids, yeah. Oh, I can imagine that would be... and it would work well on the gamepad, I'd say. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. On the 3DS and the DS, a game that I can't pronounce, which I won't. Aduki, Memories of Shinsu, I don't know. I don't know what it is, kids, alright? What can I do? Scribblenauts is also out for that as well. And there's some downloadable games that nobody would care about. So I'm not even going to bother reading them. On the PS3 this week is Armored Core Verdict Day. Yep. FIFA 14, which is a video game apparently that people will buy. And the one that nobody loves, Pro Evolution Soccer. Used to be good at one point, but now he's trash. On the PlayStation Network, Alien Rage. Don't know what that is. Armored Core Verdict Day as well. Girl Fight. Don't know what it is, but it sounds good to me. Lone Survivor Director's Cut. And The Mark of Kiri, which is a PS2 classic apparently. Pac-Man Champion Edition DX Plus. Okay. And Bro Evolution Soccer is also out. I need to drink because I'm going to die. I'm going to cough. It's better. Whew. DLC. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 Apocalypse. Meh. And then we got some Vita stuff. FIFA 14 is out on everything. Including the PS Vita, PSP. And there's nothing really else out for the PS Vita. On the Xbox 360, Armored Core Verdict Day, whatever the hell that is out. FIFA, of course. And Pro Evolution Soccer. On the X-Blah, Alien Rage, Girl Fight, and Pac-Man Champion Edition DX Plus, minus, divided by, shared by, carry on the pie, whatever. DLC, no demos, on this list anyway. DLC, Castle Storm, The Warrior Queen. Don't know what that is. Deal of the Week listings. You gotta forgive me, kids, because I have to wait for the link to load. Some XCOM content packs. Chris, would you recommend these content packs for XCOM?
The new one, the very newest one, sounds interesting. I haven't tried any of
these. The Slingshot, an elite soldier.
That seemed like it was a weird, like, three-mission arc that gave you an extra, like, it gave you a named character. Yeah, maybe.
Slingshot. Well, for $3.49, maybe it's worth a punt.
Maybe
it's worth a punt. Maybe. And that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon's Keep is also half price. It's $5 now. So I've heard that's pretty good if you want some more Borderlands. Plenty of stuff on the deal of the week. Also on the PC and Mac, Alien Rage, Call of Duty Black Ops, Apocalypse is out on the Steams. This is mostly Steam, not Mac, to be honest. Dysfunctional Systems, Learning to Manage the Chaos on PC, Mac and Steam. Company of Heroes 2, a game that I would love to try, and I'm sure you would as well, Jason, being an RTS fan, a Halo Wars fan. Company of Heroes.
I would love to try a Company of Heroes.
Yeah, just haven't got a PC smart enough to do it. Day 1, Gary's Incident. Don't know. FIFA 14, of course. Gina Sisters, Rise of the Overworld, Overlord.
Oh, the Gianna
Sisters. Gianna Sisters, what's this, Jace?
It's like a platformer. Kinda like female versions of Mario and Luigi.
Alright.
Not really, but I mean that's more like the type.
Okay, cool. 3D platformer. Pac-Man is out, of course. Rise of Venice. I didn't know. It is sinking. Scribble Notes on Mask is out for the PCs and Steams and stuff. Shadow Warrior. Timelines Assault on America. Sounds like a pleasant game. On the PC, Mac and Steam. And those are your new releases for the week commencing September 23rd to 29th, 2013. Steaming through the show, kids. Steaming through the show. Chris, you fancy reading some news? Like, I'll read most of them, but I'll get you to read one, because I'm just sticking it.
Yeah, I'll read some news. What's the news?
Alright, so, if you want to start from the top, Chris, or you just want to pick one that you give a shit about, that's fine by me.
Let's see. First, ID at Microsoft Games in early 2014.
Tell me more.
Well, Corporate Vice President Phil Harrison says indie games launched through Microsoft's Xbox One initiative are likely to start up an or show up in early 2014 following a quote-unquote avalanche of interest the indie developers at Xbox program introduced last month. Now it's simply a matter of poring over all the applications and getting consoles shipped out to developers. So no indie games at launch, but sometime soon, next year, maybe, if you're into the indie.
That's part of the open development for indie developers, isn't it?
Yeah.
The open, yeah.
Yeah, they open it all up.
Consoles and dev kit.
You can apply, if you're an indie developer, you can apply for one. My friends who at Void Games, they applied. I have no idea if they've heard anything back. But they was eligible, you know, they're a legitimate game company, so there was eligible for it. I think they do look at kind of what your cred and what you've done so far, and they've only done a few iPad games, so I think they need a few more years behind them to get an Xbox sent to them. I hope that they just hand them out that easily, but it was worth a try, I think.
Yeah, and at least that shows that they're interested in the platform.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely something that when they do eventually get one, when they buy one, they should definitely try for, because at the moment it's not going to be a saturated market, is it? You know, it's if you can get in there early, it would be pretty cool. So, indie games, does this interest you, Jason? You're an indie fan. I imagine you would be, because you're a developer. You've been studying it, so I imagine you'd be interested in this.
I am actually interested in that. I do play some indie games. I just play whatever catches my interest, really. So, eventually when I do start, working on something serious, it would be something that I could hopefully put something on.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, you do hear the stories, one man bands or two men, or whatever.
Even Minecraft started out as a one man.
Yeah, one man. Super Meat Boy, as we know, was two men. Fez was one guy. It can happen,
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that try it as well that don't always succeed. So it's a lot of hard work.
Well, I mean, and the indie stuff interests me, but I mean, like what I really would like to do is work on the big AAA titles.
Oh, yeah.
Is what I would really like to do.
I'm sure. Yeah, I think they're very difficult. I think a good way in though is starting with these though, isn't it, probably, and getting some of these under your belt and all that stuff.
Yeah, start small.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Chris, I don't know the answer to this really, but are you a big indie fan?
Not particularly, no.
No?
No.
Is that more to do with on the Xbox, when the indie games came out, they didn't have achievements, so you didn't really play them?
No, it had more to do with I didn't have the inclination to sort through the pile of indie games, because there were some crap games on the indie side there.
Oh, yes.
And I just didn't have the inclination to go sorting through and finding the gems in the pile.
No, I agree. I make exceptions for some indie games, like Groove is one of my favorite indie games on the Xbox, but I don't play very many, to be honest. All right, so I'll tackle the next one. I think this is pretty big news, to be honest. Yeah. Microsoft Bez TV partnering on Chinese home entertainment. Microsoft has partnered with Chinese media company Bez TV to develop games and related services in China, initially called eHome Entertainment Development. Microsoft and Bez TV are investing in a total of $237 million, with Bez TV holding 51% stake in the company and Microsoft holding 49%. Because recently, this is just me talking now, recently kind of we heard in the news that China are going to kind of allow outside consoles to be distributed into the country. So there's a massive market here that Microsoft are going, well, we don't have Japan, but if we can have China, which has more people in there than anywhere else, they could make some serious dough. What do we think of this?
They got a big market potential there in China if they can get in.
If they're quick to the punch,
Yeah.
And they're partnering with a Chinese company that probably have some weight in China. It could be a big deal. It could be one of the smartest moves Microsoft makes this generation. You don't know how this is panning out. Or because Microsoft did initially, when the 360 came out, if we remember, that it did try and make a move into Japan, and it did buy up a lot of studios and make them develop JRPGs. Yeah. You know, there was so many JRPGs at the early cycle of the Xbox 360. And yeah. They still just didn't hit Japan.
They did horribly in Japan. Mm. They had the initial, what was it? When the 3DS first launched, the numbers weren't very good.
Yeah, but that has looked really long.
They had that, and up to that point, that is about how many Xboxes had been sold in Japan.
Yeah.
So it still wouldn't be very good at all.
It's ridiculous. But hey, you know, I kind of, it's not really news that's going to affect us so much. But as a kind of money earner for the business, like, that could be huge for Microsoft. But what I'm saying is they've tried these kind of things before. So
just to get into the Asian market.
Yeah, and so they haven't been popular in, I think, like other countries, like, I know, like South America and South Africa and places like India, and they're pirating their consoles and having dodgy consoles. It's really? So popular. It's just the common thing. And in South Africa, you'd be hard to buy a normal console. You know, you have to go out your way to buy it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a complete lost cause, but it's just difficult when that's just the way things are over there. But, you know, they could dominate the market in China, which might be, quite nice for them. Other news now, Microsoft Surface Pro 2 unveiled, and no one gives a shit. The Surface 2 Pro, whatever it's called, is a follow-up to Microsoft Surface Pro, the $900 base Windows 8 tablet that launched in February, Engadget reports. Surface 2 Pro includes a stylus, a bunch of upgrades, as Microsoft announced today. It has 50% more color accuracy, and it's 20% faster. Battery life is 75% better. It has improved speakers, and it runs more quietly. The kickstand is also got a revamp. The Surface Pro 2 has ports for 3 USB 2.0 and 1 USB 3.0, a mini display port, Ethernet audio in and out, charging, as if charging is a feature, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can charge it as well. Microsoft calls the Surface Pro 2 a full power PC. The original Surface Pro was notable to game fans because it expanded, whatever. Who cares? It's a new tablet that I'm not going to buy. I don't know about you, Jason, but I certainly don't really have no interest in this.
I was a little bit interested in the Microsoft Surface Pro, and now they've announced the Pro 2. I thought, you know, that seems kind of quick to be coming out. Maybe I'm not so interested now.
It does seem quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems really quick because the Surface Pro and the Surface tablet itself seem like it only came out, you know, not really long ago at all, especially for hardware.
Yeah.
I mean, I know hardware upgrades fast, but I mean, I don't know. It just seems like a short amount of time to come by.
It does. I'm trying to find out when it came out. Microsoft Surface. Because
I think it was a.
Go on.
I think it was announced in late 2011.
Yeah,
it was when it was announced.
It wasn't that long ago. It can't be. You know, since I saw the adverts on TV about it, you know, like promoting it big time.
Yeah.
Release date October the 26th. 2012.
Yeah, see, yeah, it ain't been that long. It's not even been a year.
Not even a year. So, yeah, okay. I'm not really interested. But hey, Chris,
I think I'd rather get an iPad. Anyway.
What's your impression of the Surface Pro, Microsoft Surface Pro? Do you care about the old one, and do you care about the new one?
So, a work colleague of mine had one, and I thought it looked pretty cool, but for the money, I'd rather get an iPad or an Android tablet. I have a Windows machine, you know, that does Windows things.
So how much is it again? Like, how much is it?
I think they're like $800 or $900.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, $900 for the basic model.
How much is an iPad over there?
You can get the 16 gig Wi-Fi for $500, I think. And then, you know, it goes up from there, of course.
That's a big step, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the biggest, baddest iPad is about, like, the fully most memory you can get iPad is about $1,000. Most memory you can get plus 4G LTE,
Jesus.
You know, plus everything is about $1,000.
I'm looking there. Microsoft Surface Pro, but £719 for us. That's like a decent one. That's a lot of cash.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cash for a tablet. You know, I wouldn't really want to pay over like 400 maybe for a tablet. But hey.
You know, I've gone with, I started out with the full size iPad.
Yeah.
But I recently replaced my wife had an iPad 1, like the original iPad OG.
Yeah.
I replaced that with an iPad mini. And I think that size tablet is actually perfect. So I bought a Samsung Galaxy Note in the 8-inch screen, you know, 7.9 or whatever.
Yeah.
Much easier to carry around with you, big enough to watch a film, read a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's actually that size is actually better for reading a book because it feels more like a book in your hand. Yeah. But anyway,
I'm an iPad owner now, Chris.
Well done.
Thank you. Because I graduated from my master's degree, my parents bought it for me for graduating.
Nice.
How about that?
Nice.
So yeah, I own one, and I'm very happy with mine. You know.
Now Microsoft does have they do have a Surface RT that is much less expensive, but it runs Windows RT, and I don't know what you lose when you go down from Windows 8 to Windows RT.
I don't know.
You know, I don't know what
that is. I have no idea what that is either.
Yeah, and what steered me away from it is like, okay, so if it's Windows RT, I'm probably not going to be able to run Windows apps, and people aren't really going to be developing a lot of apps for it because it's not going to have a lot of market share. I honestly, it's going to be hard for anyone other than Apple or Android to get into, you know, as far as operating systems, it's going to be hard for anyone with an operating system other than one of those two to really draw someone away unless they've just got rock bottom prices.
Yeah.
Because there's no support for it.
No.
And then when you have those rock bottom prices, everybody assumes that, you know, oh, it must be a piece of crap tablet.
Yeah. That's true.
Google has one, the Nexus 7, the 7-inch Google tablet. It's like 200 bones, and it's very well reviewed. It's meant to be quite good.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that one.
Android OS. Anyway, this has become a technology show.
Tech show.
Send us your technology questions. This next story is interesting about the news. The PS4's noise level, because I have noticed that my PS3 is very loud.
See, well,
now I've got the OG PS3, the original 60 gigabyte PS3.
I've got a fat one, you know, the PS3.
Yeah, that's what I got. The shiny.
That's
the
a quote
shiny
that you
one.
Can lift out of the podcast and turn it to something else. I've got a fat one. yes, I've got a big fat PS3. It's a 40 gig PS3, I think. I don't know. I can't really find the memory on a PS3, so I never think to look. But yeah, you know, they are noisy. But maybe you can tell us about this noisy story, because I'm reading it and it's going over my head, to be honest, Chris. I don't really understand it.
Well, all it says here is that they're going to use different chips, so it's going to be quieter. Interesting. There's a second. Looks like there's a secondary chip. That's going to run at night to do background downloads and things that will consume less power. That's kind of strange.
That's weird.
Stepless speed control. So the fan will have infinite speeds, basically.
Infinite speeds.
Louder Blu-ray drive because it spins faster. But it'll cache the data on the hard disk. Just have to spin less. Yeah, basically they're saying the PS4 is better than the PS3. There you have it.
There you go. That makes sense. Right, what else we got?
Steambox Steam Box is coming, apparently. Steam Box. Steam OS.
It's real.
Which is Linux-based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steam OS is a Linux-based operating system built to stream Windows and Mac games, music, TV, and movies from one computer to a big screen, along with native support from Linux games. Steam OS... Go on, Chris.
No, keep going.
All right. Steam OS allows users to stream over their home networks onto their TVs, quote, running on any living room machine. The new OS will be available, quote, soon, for free.
This is strange. It seems like you need another box between your computer and your TV. So I guess that's great if your computer's in one room and your TV in another. You know, you can play your games on the TV from your computer, which is in the other room.
You could go upstairs and watch them all up there. And I could definitely see
you. If your network reaches upstairs.
That's true.
My network. Because of the way I've got my house set up,
right.
I've got one room in the house that does not get Wi-Fi.
And
it's very strange going in that room because I feel as though I've suddenly left civilization.
That might be a good thing in a way, though.
Every now and again. It is nice to have that because that's where the TV is set up. So every now and again, I'll go in there to watch a movie, and I don't have any distractions.
Yeah, we haven't really got a room in this house where the Wi-Fi doesn't get to. So, but I could definitely find a use for that. Definitely, even if it was just watching movies and stuff. But you can watch movies on pretty much everything these days. You know, Netflix.
Yeah. I think we'll see where this goes.
Like, it's so available, you know, like everything is so available. You can buy TVs, we're all included, you know, but I think that Valve seem to know what they're doing a lot. So
they do seem to have an eye for the video game business.
I think the video games they make seem to come from people that know how to make video games. I'm sure they have done it before. Yes. And the only other bit of news that Greg's included is Deep Down is a free-to-play open beta near PS4 launch in Japan. Capcom announced Deep Down, a free-to-play game at TGS, and that's all I know. So I have no idea what the game is, but it's called Deep Down. Chris, what do you think?
It looks...
Go on, Jason, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No, Jason, go. I was just going to say something stupid.
Oh, it looks like a role-play, like a dungeon-delving role-playing game.
Uh-huh.
It looks really good. They did show it... at E3, just a little cinematic thing, and that's really all that we've seen about it until TGS. And what I've seen at TGS, I mean, or not at TGS, but from TGS, I mean, what I've read, it sounds pretty cool, but, you know, I think it's PS4 exclusive.
Brilliant. I just don't know if it's going to be my bag, to be honest. But we'll see. I was going to ask Chris, what do you think the game would be, just knowing that it's called Deep Down?
Probably something about scuba diving.
Cool.
No?
No, probably not.
Oh, well,
probably
not. Try.
Talking about scuba diving, you can do that in GTA. Oh, all right, so...
I have seen some commercials for GTA which offer up some things that look pretty cool, like... scuba diving and skydiving and F-16s.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Things
oh,
like
yeah.
that.
It's all in there. It's all in there. Other news now that isn't gaming related, but I just saw it and I'm quite excited about it. And also worried about it. As a film fan, Chris, you should be worried / excited. Jason, I don't know what you're... Are you a movie guy?
Sometimes. It just depends on the movie.
Sometimes. Well, Jim Carrey has been tweeting out pictures of what they look like. The Dumb and Dumber, basically. There's a picture of, what's his name? The other guy in Dumb and Dumber. Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey together looking exactly like they did in Dumb and Dumber.
Hmm.
Huh.
Dumb and Dumberer. I think they already did that.
Yeah, they did do Dumb and Dumberer. But it wasn't them.
Right.
That was two younger actors. Wasn't it like a prequel?
Yeah.
Yes. It was called Harry Met Lloyd. That's right.
Yeah. I saw a tweet from Jim Carrey. And he just tweeted his tooth that's chipped. And he sent a picture of that on Twitter saying, guess who's back? But I thought he was just joking.
Shady's back.
Yeah, Shady's back. But no, it looks like they're making a full-blown Dumb and Dumber film sequel proper.
Huh.
So.
Should be interesting.
Yeah. It's not going to be as good, is it?
I doubt it. Sequels usually aren't as funny as the previous
ones.
But you never
know.
I will say,
though, because they look slightly older, obviously, especially Jim. He looks a little older than he did when he did the role first time. But they still look funny. You know, they still look like... You just look at them and think, oh, God, I remember how good that movie was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good to move on to... I don't think we've got a question of the week this week. I think we have banned.
No, I think it's the Ask Us Anything question, which I don't think anyone asked us anything.
Okay. Well, it's an abnormal show this week. We can make exceptions when Greg's not.
Isn't it always?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, community mailbag, that's the... Yeah, question of the week. We can't do any of that. Oh, no.
Huh.
We have got an email.
One email?
One email. It's a very short email as well.
Who's it from?
It's from Bongo the Saiyan. I'm just reading it.
Oh, God.
Bongo the Saiyan says, hi, peeps. Returning from holiday recently, I wondered which one of you guys would be the best at applying sun cream. Chris, do you want to...
I think that's definitely you, Mike. You have the biggest hands.
Yeah, my wife says I'm terrible at, you know, at that, so...
I love the way, seriously, you addressed this question. Yeah, like, oh, well, practically, Mike, I've got testimonials that aren't positive on my cream rubbing.
You are closest to Bongo.
That's true. I have physically...
There is the matter of logistics. I don't know that Bongo wants to buy a $1,200 plane ticket to have me come over there and lather him up.
Depends how good it is.
I'm even farther than Chris, so...
Mm. Fair enough. And I have met Bongo in the real lives, in the real world. And will be soon again. This week is...
Ask him...
Is Eurogamer this weekend.
Real life?
What? I was just saying, it's Eurogamer this weekend.
It is Eurogamer this weekend. But what I was saying is, when you met Bongo, did you ask him, is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
It's caught in a landslide.
Yeah.
No escape from reality.
Yeah. Okay. I could do that. Ask about a mother and a gun. I could do all that. Yeah, so I should mention that it is Eurogamer this week. This weekend, for people that don't know what it is, Eurogamer is a nerd fest, basically, where all the nerds gather in London and play games that aren't released yet. And it's a good time. We meet a lot of people that listen to the show and have their own shows and all that stuff. And it's good. It's really good. So, looking forward to that. And hopefully I'm going to play Titanfall. That's the one that I want to play.
I really can't wait to play Titanfall.
Yes. I'm like dying. I needed to drink again. So Titanfall's the one that I'm going to run in and try and play. I don't know if there's any games that you're excited for that you want me to play for you, Chris.
Any games you want me to play that I want you to play for
me?
Yeah,
like it's the next best thing. Well,
I'm so disconnected from what's real and current in the gaming industry right now that I'm going to say no.
All right, well, I'll play Watch Dogs for you then. How about that?
Perfect.
All right, how about...
Play Titanfall and then talk lots about it in great
detail. I will. That's my plan, because on a Sunday morning, that's the one where we usually have a chance to run in there, because we get in there an hour earlier, and I'm running straight for Titanfall. I'm going to get straight in there for it. So, yeah, that should be good. I'm looking forward to kind of meeting everyone. If anybody is listening and they want to kind of meet up with us, the rule is just tweet me at Chili1985. That's the kind of rule if you want to meet us. There's going to be me, Stu from The Veteran Gamers, Bongo, Chris from The Boss Wave, all sorts of people. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be fun. You guys should come over.
Mm. All right.
It's only this weekend, Saturday. Saturday and Sunday.
I'll be there.
I think I could swim that far that quick.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right by the Mississippi River. You're used to swimming. Sure.
Yeah, I'll just take one of the steamboats that don't go down the Mississippi River anymore.
Yeah. That's what I think when I think of the Mississippi River. I think there's still steamboats on there and stuff.
It's steamboat. The casino I work at looks like a steamboat.
Oh, that's cool.
It looks that way, though. There's no engine.
That's not so cool. That's not so cool. Right, I don't know if we got any tweets.
It's not a boat, really, though, right?
No, it's not a real boat. It's just a barge, and they just made it look like an old ferry boat.
I think I've been to this casino.
Really?
Is this casino in Vicksburg?
No, but I have been to up to Vicksburg.
Not Vicksburg.
That's where I got my gaming license.
Hmm.
Is it
Natchez? You said you live in Mississippi?
Yeah, I live in Natchez, Mississippi. Natchez.
I have not been to this casino. I've been to one elsewhere. I apologize for interrupting.
Well, that's okay. Vicksburg is not... It's only an hour and a half, 2 hours from here. There's a lot of casinos there.
Was there so many casinos like where you live? What is that?
Hope, Mike. Hope.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
So I can understand Vegas, you expect them.
Here's why. Well, see, anywhere. So here's the thing, right? In the United States of America, there are 50 of these United States. You may have heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
And each of the United States has their own laws, yes, which are somewhat different from one another.
Yeah, and gambling is banned from some and not from others, right?
Gambling is banned from almost all of them.
Okay.
However, there is no federal law against gambling. And the rivers that divide many of the states in the southeastern United States are considered federal waterways. So if you put a boat in the casino, or excuse me, a boat in the river, you may gamble upon said boat.
No way.
And the definition of boat is somewhat liberal, as Jason has pointed out. You can actually build a building that resembles a boat and put it in the river, even though it may never move from where it is.
It's a boat.
Yeah.
It doesn't move.
There's one in Indiana, Caesars in Indiana, between Indiana and Kentucky. And the boat part is where the casino is, but there's like a full up, giddy up hotel and resort attached to it that's not even pretending to be a boat. It's very, very odd.
I'm looking at your casino that you work at now, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a boat.
Yes.
It's built to look like a boat.
Son of a bitch.
There's one right down from it that's probably not on there because it's new. It's actually up on poles. It doesn't float, and it doesn't look like a boat.
Because
it just sits up on poles above the river.
Yeah, and it just has to be
floods,
above the river.
They're going to be screwed.
So
it doesn't actually have to be a boat.
So as long as you're on a boat, you can gamble.
As long as you're in the river. As long as you're not in a state that prohibits gambling.
Interesting.
Right? And so if you're on the river in between two states, you're not in a state that prohibits gambling.
That's weird. Exactly. So that Mississippi River is like the perfect place.
The Mississippi River, the Ohio River,
any river that's big enough that you can do that.
So, pretty much any river that lies on a state boundary, on a boundary between two states.
See, I didn't even know there were so many rivers on boundaries. But I suppose
the
rivers would be the boundaries in the olden days.
Yeah, they used the rivers as the boundary.
Yeah.
Rivers in the
boundaries. That makes more sense now. God, I'm stupid. Yeah.
No, you're just British.
Yeah. We fought over all that shit years ago. Yeah.
That's okay, Jason. We're almost done. This is
we're wrapping up, Jason. This is like
garbage.
This
time.
Is down to the we're gone.
Okay.
We've done an hour and a half.
Okay.
I think we're good. It's about an hour show, I reckon. So yeah, it's a bit of a short one this week, but Greg's away because he's shit. I don't actually know the reason why. I think he's having a bad day today.
Did we read the tweets?
We haven't. I did mention tweets, but I think you cut me off and talking about rivers and stuff.
Well, we did have a question in the tweets.
Oh, did we? Yeah, let's do that. Let's do.
Are you planning to get a next gen console, Mike?
Not this year. I will get one in 2014.
Which one do you intend to get first?
Xbox One.
All right, Jason.
Because I prefer the Xbox.
I will get one in 2014, and it will be the Xbox One because Titanfall.
Titanfall.
I might get one in 2014. And it will depend upon which one is more popular with the communities that I am members of.
Yeah.
That was from Peter Gibbons, otherwise known as @PeteRedDog, who would like to know what next-gen console are you boys aiming to get? My children have arrived, so I'm going to mute myself before the madness
before
begins.
Exploded. On that note, I think we can wrap up the show. So, Jason, if you want to do some shout-outs, and just let us know, you know, you want to shout some stuff out too before we go.
I want to shout out my beautiful wife for watching the kids and so I could podcast.
Yes.
And
thank you, Jason's
shout
wife.
Out my little brother-in-law, because Mark, he's 13, and he's awesome. He plays a lot of games.
Good lad.
And that's about it.
Cool. I should say, well, Greg's been having a bad day, I think. He's family car trouble, I think. So, like, his parents had some car trouble or something, and he had to sort it out, so he couldn't make the show. He did warn me well in advance. Well, he warned me today about 6 hours ago, so I didn't know that he wasn't coming. But he misses the show because he's been texting me, making sure that everybody's turned up. So I'll shout out Greg for not being here, and Primrose, of course, for not being here. We always miss those guys, but they hopefully will be back next week. I'm not sure about Primrose. He's always a bit of an enigma these days because of work. But I'm pretty sure Greg will be here next week. I'll have plenty to talk about on Eurogamer. Chris, anyone shout out?
I do want to shout out to you guys and Greg and Rich too for having me on.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on, Jason.
So, thanks.
It was cool. I'm just sorry it's not really a normal show.
It's
not a very long show this week, simply because this was a little bit last minute. I have no access to the emails or anything. I have no spotlight of the week or anything like that. And there's no, I don't know if there's a question of the week. I have no idea. So. It's just a bit of a wing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll enjoy listening to it and hearing the sound of my own voice anyway.
Yes, it's something that I have to say for work. You know, I have to interview people for camera at work, and they always go, oh, I don't like my voice and all this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, just get used to it, because no one likes their own voice. Tough. Do you think I like my voice? My voice is terrible, but...
I hate my voice.
You just have to get over it, I'm afraid.
You have a great... You have a great podcast voice, Michael. Don't worry about it.
Well, around here, I have a stupid accent, so...
Even though your name is not Michael, I like to say Michael.
I don't want Michael.
Because I'm into the formalities. If there was a longer version of Jason, I would probably use it.
It makes me sound smarter than I am. Chris, do you want to shout out?
I'm going to shout out Jason for joining us.
Yes, of course.
I'm going to shout out Greg for not joining us.
Bitch.
Because that's what he does. I'm going to shout out Rich for also... sleeping in his Betty Bye. How dare he? And I'm going to shout out the admins at G4TE because they have done some serious upgrades to the sites to bring new features to the community.
Awesome.
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube integration,
cool.
Allowing access to newer versions of TapTalk. However, while this is going down, if you want to check out the G4TE forum, rather than navigating to g4te.com, you need to navigate to g4te.com/forum. Once everything's all done and dusted, the old URL will redirect to the new URL and everything will be fine. But for now, navigate to www.g4te.com/forum for all the new and exciting goings on. You'll find it looks strikingly familiar to the old forum, with just a few extra widgets and buttons here and there.
Yes.
So well done to everyone working behind the scenes. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. And I've just clicked onto the YouTube link and found my holiday video because on YouTube it looked whatever they've liked, and Gaming for the Elderly have liked my holiday video when I went to Venice. So that's weird. But anyway. Yes, so I think that's the show done. Sorry it's a bit of a short show this week, but it should be back to normal standard terribleness next week when Greg's back. Thank you all. Thank you, Juan. Thanks for listening, downloading, all that jazz. And goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And I think we lost Jason at that very moment.
He said he didn't really like his voice. He might have gone to have some sort of restorative surgery. I'm going to go let him out before he craps on my floor. I'll be back.
Cool. I'm just eating some chocolate.
Are you recording right now?
I am indeed.
Okay.
I will
mute myself while I'm eating these.
No, you can carry on. We're not starting yet. It doesn't matter. Jesus Christ.
I'm not nervous.
No, it's not that. It's but usually when they come onto the show, it's not that they're nervous. They're so used to listening to the show that they forget to kind of comment or they forget to kind of join in. Or we've had that happen so many times. And all people just go quiet and because they feel like they're being impolite to interrupt people. And it's like, we don't give a shit.
You're 28.
You're not 28.
I am.
God, you got two. That scares the shit out of me.
I've been in the Navy, too.
God, you've done so much more shit than me.
I've been to Europe, Spain.
You're the same age as me.
I am.
Make me sound so boring.
Spain, Italy, Greece, Bahrain, the UAE.
Just rubbing it in now. Shut up, Jace. You know what I mean? You're just saying I'm a loser. Yeah, being a captain in the army, that was pretty more exciting than what I'm doing.
I don't know. I mean, you own your own business. That's pretty exciting.
Exactly. That's incredibly exciting. I work security at a casino. That's not exciting.
Yeah.
Sure it is, man. You get the freaking flying elbow on some old ladies trying to steal coins.
I wish it was that.
Ma'am, stop hitting the slot machine. Ma'am? Ma'am? All right, that's it.
I think the worst thing that ever happened was some dude kept kicking his shoes off and he wanted to fight, like, all of us.
Did you tase him?
No, we didn't tase him because we don't have any weapons. Unless I hit him with my radio.
It's America. You should. I think everybody had weapons in America.
No, dude. It's not the Wild West like everyone wants to say it is. Now, Chicago, where guns are illegal, that's like the Wild West because everybody in Chicago's got a fucking gun.
Shawtown.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.